Hello there, Sadot here. So this next video, I wanted to, first of all, congratulate you for going through the first few videos that are basically focused on the cognitive functions of an INTP and helping you figure out your personality type. What's unique about Myers-Briggs or Jungian functions or any of these things is that there is a diagnostic and self-diagnostic criteria that happens. Like, you have to figure out your situation. You have to figure out what resonates with you. So as an INTP, that could be a challenge because we are already self-scrutinizing quite a bit and ask a lot of questions. Maybe we ask more questions than the average person. And so when you're presented with a personality type system like Myers-Briggs or Jungian typology, it can be really easy to get caught up in the granular details of what is or isn't me and sort of miss the big picture. Whereas other types might be like, okay, this definitely resonates with me. This is something I've seen myself do, because they have the external pinging back and forth of their experience related to other people. Meaning that as an INTP, we can be very introspective, or if you're an INTJ even trying to figure out your personality type here, you could be highly introspective, but maybe the challenge that you have is the pinging externally. You know, what needs to, I think, happen next, if you're still uncertain about your personality type, is starting to ping this information with other people. Meaning, if you make a list of some of the attributes that we've talked about in the past few videos, and you go to some friends, or you go to a parent, or you go to maybe someone who has like a bit of an idea of you, but maybe isn't so close that they're a parent, but someone that can, you can bring these ideas up to them or these thoughts about like, is this me? And start to ask them these questions, because it's really easy to get caught up in our own minds and not really have a certainty as to whether or not this is me. The reason why I used to do profiling sessions, and now I refer people to Personality Hacker, they do profiling sessions, is because you get an external feedback from someone about your personality type, where you get an external sense of someone else's perspective on your unconscious behavior. Meaning that it's really hard for us to be aware of what we're doing unconsciously, because as INTPs, we are consciously examining ourselves. We are not using our unconscious to examine our consciousness. Does that make sense? So there are going to be things that we maybe miss or not aware of, that someone who is on the outside, or maybe a parent or someone who's a different personality type, can read this description of you or see these videos and say like, oh yeah, that's definitely you. You do this, you do that, you do this. And that can be a little bit of a sense of relief to get that last bit of feedback. So that's what I am encouraging with this last video here, is to give you a sense of what you can do to really start to bring home this diagnostic criteria, like figuring out if you're an INTP or not. The other thing I would suggest is also to explore other personality types. So understanding the other 15 types can help you get a sense of, you know, oh, this isn't me, or this is me, or this is really, as an INTP, you know, we're eliminating possibilities quite often. So if you're looking at other personality types and you almost make a list and you just check them off, you say like, okay, I'm not an ESTP for sure, or I'm not most of the extroverts. Maybe I'm an ENTP, I'm not really sure. But then you can start thinking about age requirements. Like, okay, I'm an INTP, but maybe it's because I'm in my 20s and I'm starting to explore the extroverted world a little bit more, that, you know, that side of me is starting to come out, right? And that's an aspect of developing yourself as an INTP, is getting in touch with that extroverted side. But at its core, if you're still spending more of your time and more comfortable in an introverted space, then you're going to identify with being an introvert. So take this, everything you've learned here. I'm hopefully going to do some more videos in the future comparing types, but really there's so many resources online. My favorite is Personality Hacker, but we have all sorts of others that you can look at, and I can leave some suggestions in the comments if that's something that you want. But ultimately, I think what's going to be the most helpful is asking other people to look at these descriptions or listen to these videos and give you their perspective and say like, yeah, that pretty much sounds like you. And then start reading other descriptions of other types. Read about what an INTJ looks like, or I just got hit with a bug. Read about what an INTJ looks like, or read about what an INFP looks like, and then start to experience them. So watch some YouTube videos, or try to get involved in one of Personality Hacker's Profiler Training sort of seminars, and then you can meet other personality types who know their type, and you can get a sense of whether or not that vibes with you and who you are, right? And so what I want to encourage is that even if you're not 100% sure, you know, sometimes 80% is good enough, or even less than that, to get started on some growth path. Because even getting started on a growth path can be a calibrative element. So if you're starting to learn about being an INTP and starting to go down the growth path of being an INTP, and then you start to feel like this isn't actually helping me, then maybe there's more exploration there. It's not about going back to diagnosis necessarily, but maybe then it's start looking into the growth path of an INTJ, or growth path into another type that maybe you suspect that you are, and taste testing, right? It's about experimenting. So diagnostic is very exciting for INTPs because it's a very head-focused thing, right? You're trying to hypothesize, you're trying to theorize and synthesize and try to figure out, you know, what your personality type is. But, you know, it's very easy to stay there. It's very easy to use this diagnostic uncertainty as a means of avoiding the next step. And the next step is to figure out how, where, when, and why you need to grow as a person. You know, there's a reason that you started to look into your personality type as an INTP. Maybe you're having relationship struggles. Maybe you're having career difficulties. Maybe you're having issues with your parents. Maybe you're trying to figure out how to even get out of your shell. Maybe you're stuck inside too much and you don't know how to even start, right? So the getting onto the growth path of an INTP will help you to start to assess a little bit better, not only whether or not you're an INTP, but you know, what you can do next to do something other than think in circles. Does that make sense? So what I'm offering and suggesting is that generally the growth path of an INTP starts with trying to activate that extroverted intuition, that secondary function. The second video that we covered in this series here on Are You Really an INTP is all about trying to capture some of that intuitive magic. And that means releasing some of your thinking. That means going into the world and allowing for things to happen. It means testing your theories and hypotheses, right? It means that if you have an idea of the way the world works, then you need to go experience it to check your data, right? To be a good scientist and go see if this thing operates the same way that you think it does. That means going into the world and experiencing new locations. I've never shot in this location before, so this is an example of that, right? And there's new problems, there's new challenges, there's new experiences. There's boats across the river, across the bay here. Let me show you. I'll turn it around. Let me go this way. And so there's the Lake Ontario right over there. So it presents a new challenge, and I've got my lab mic on. I'm not sure if this is going to be super clear for you to be able to hear me, but I'm trying it. And that's the thing. Extroverted intuition, it's sort of this trying things, like going out and taste testing, right? And this applies to relationships, careers, whatever, right? That might mean you need to date a variety of people, or just go on a first date with a couple different people to get a sense of who you vibe with, or maybe trying a couple of different careers or hobbies to see if there's something you really click on and enjoy, or trying different trails or local environments to see what maybe clicks with you and what feels right for you as an INTP. So that's really the first sort of the noises are getting excessively louder. I'm going to let that go by because and I don't edit, so I'm just going to let it go. Hopefully that wasn't too loud in the microphone. But yeah, it's funny. It's like this new location is interesting. I'm getting to know how busy it is over here. I'm getting to know The different options for backdrops that I could work with. There's a lot of trees back here as well. Let me see if I can give you a better sense. Can't really go up that far, but that's really the main idea, is that there's different things to experiment with. So, whoa. It disconnected. So I'm wrapping up anyway, so I'm just gonna hold it. I'm using I think the battery's dying on my my gimbal. I was using a gimbal to hold it up, but if I can lock this all into place, it'll probably be fine. Just give me 1 second. There's one. And there's two. Okay, we're locked into place. Better. So where was I at? I was talking about the growth path. So the growth path for INTPs, it's getting into situations in which you have to trust yourself a little bit more. It's getting into situations where you have to, where you don't know what's going to happen. You know, like this situation with the gimbal, like I've barely used this gimbal. I just got it and it started to go wonky. And so now I have to adapt to the situation, right? And that's me, because I've had experience with intuition. And so when it comes to extroverted intuition, I already explained what it is in the previous video, but it's something that the courses that I have here on dopamine go into in much more detail. So for one, there's a course called Cosmic Calibration, which is specifically about intuition. It's more of a podcast style series of videos. And those videos really, or those podcast style series of audio clips rather, those are ways for you to actually listen to those while you go out and experience things, right? So listen to it while you're out on a walk and go down the street and try different avenues, or go to a coffee shop you've never gone to before, right? And it's really a practice of getting out of your head and into the world, and then being able to experience how resilient you are. That's really what, like, that is all about. Because I think a lot of INTPs, we can psych ourselves out of growth by, I heard sticks click. I was freaked out. it's testing your resilience. You know, I've driven across the country twice. I've been to over 34 states in the United States. I've been to London and Paris. I've done some traveling. I've done all sorts of things, right? So really it's a matter of getting yourself into situations that allow you to test your resilience and to feel out how much actual knowledge you can take in and how much you can experience more, and how that's going to actually fill in more details of your experience. It gives you more of a zoom out, zoom in feel to things. Like you can experience, you can experience the world a little bit more globally and then zoom into the details, and you get the full breadth of detail, right? So if I'm looking at this nature environment, this is more of an extroverted intuition situation. I'm hanging out and I'm looking at the different patterns of different trees, or I can look at the trees and I can assume that these trees, the veins of the trees, sort of look like different veins in our body system. And that's a simple example of like the patterns that we can make. We start to experience the lines in the trees or in the gravel or in the sand, and we start to compare them to other things that we've already experienced and seeing the patterns between those things. So that's the value of going out into the world, is that they add more robustness to our understanding, to our patterns, to our ability, and give us a sense of what's interesting to us out into the world, which after some time could be nearly everything could be interesting. And that's one of the big goals of growth. So I'm going to wrap this up, but I want to encourage you to go check out the other courses that I have available. Cosmic Calibration is the next one for extroverted intuition. I have a course called the INTP Empowerment Guide, which is more so specifically for taking each cognitive function and trying to develop those, and using shadow functions to integrate other aspects of ourselves. And then I have other topics around money and relationships and stuff like that. Go ahead and browse feel out what works for you, and leave a comment below and let me know where you're at, how you're feeling, and where you're gonna go next from here. Even if it's not with me, what do you need to do next to grow, to understand yourself? Are you trying to develop a career? Are you trying to develop better relationships? Where are you? Who are you? What's going on? Let me know in the comments below. So thanks for watching and being here. If this is the last time we chat, thanks for taking time to trust me in this experience with you. And then, yeah, so that's it. So I appreciate you. Take care of yourself, and I'll catch you next time. See ya.